the assembly meeting at 7:30 PM. We have one ceremonial matter this evening, a proclamation. Whereas the office of the municipal clerk, a time-honored and vital part of local government, exists throughout the world, and whereas the office of the municipal clerk is the oldest among public servants, and whereas the office of the municipal clerk provides a professional link between the citizen, the local governing bodies, and agencies of government at other levels, and whereas municipal clerks have pledged to be ever mindful of their neutrality and impartiality, rendering equal service to all, and whereas the municipal clerk serves as the information center on functions of local government and community, and whereas municipal clerks continually strive to improve the administration of the affairs of the office of the municipal clerk through participation in education programs, seminars, workshops, and the annual meetings of their state, provincial, county, and international professional organizations, and whereas it is most appropriate that we recognize the accomplishments of the office of the municipal clerk. Now, therefore, I, David Dill Jack, mayor of the city and borough of Wrangell, Alaska, do recognize the week of May 6th through May 12th, 2018, as Municipal Clerks Week, and further extend appreciation to our municipal clerk, Kim Lane, and to all municipal clerks for the vital services they perform and their exemplary dedication to the communities they represent. Dated this 24th day of April 2018.
You're here. Yay!
When city manager.
City manager is when I get fired.
Roll call, please.
Oh, Assemblymember Gilbert?
Here.
Howell?
Here.
Larrabee?
Here.
Becker?
Here.
Howell?
Here.
Persunka?
Here.
And Mayor Jack?
Here. Persons to be heard. You want to speak on this now, Alicia, or?
Yes.
Okay. Go right ahead.
Thank you. Alicia Molin, 804 Case Avenue here in Wrangell. I'm reading this letter by proxy for Ki-Foon Chen. She's the fixed assets accountant for Trident Seafoods, and she sent this letter in today. City and Borough of Wrangell, Board of Equalization, P.O. Box 531, Wrangell, Alaska, 99929. April 24, 2018. Dear City and Borough of Wrangell, I sent the certified mail out on April 10, 2018 for Trident Seafood Corporation, application for review or appeal of property assessment, and I didn't expect the mail to arrive later than 5 business days. I received the notice for rejection for the appeal application. I apologize that I didn't read the application form carefully, which stated the application may be submitted via email. May I ask for your courtesy for an opportunity for a late appeal and review special meeting for discussing the Trident Seafood Corporation parcel 02-023-614. Thank you for your consideration. Sincerely, Ki-Foon Chen, Fixed Asset Accountant, Trident Seafoods Corporation.
Thank you.
So, the Trident Seafoods application for appeal was received after the deadline, and what they are asking for is for the assembly to consider whether or not they should be allowed to go through the appeal process, and that would be something that the assembly needs to take action on. I don't know if you want to add to that.
And typically you wouldn't put that under an amendment to the agenda. And so this is kind of an odd situation because we can't put it on the next assembly meeting because that's going to be after the BOE meeting of May 7th. So my other concern, it is up to the assembly to what you would be considering is to have a special meeting to consider allowing this late filing to be considered by our assessor. So,
And we can't do, sorry, Mr. Mayor.
Go ahead.
We can't do this, right? We can't take this up right now, given the time sensitivity of this?
We normally wouldn't allow that. If under amendments to the agenda, if the assembly wants to put something on the agenda to consider having a special meeting to do that, or to allow, I just caution, because if you allow one, you need to be prepared to possibly allow for others.
I would recommend that if we have a 100% consensus to allow us to move forward, it's not like we have a bunch of other requests. Because of the time sensitivity, it seems a little bit, you know, overly process oriented to have another meeting to talk about whether to do this. We're here, if we have, you know, approval from everyone, it doesn't seem highly controversial.
My concern is the notification to the public, and have the public the opportunity to be present at when this is discussed or a decision is made. And I really feel strongly about that, to have public participation. And I think a special meeting, to me, would be the only way to go. I don't like special meetings any more than anyone else, probably less than some of you, but I'd be more inclined that way.
Go ahead. I guess I agree with you, to start with, but this matter seems ultimately clerical in many ways to me, mm-hmm. and I appreciate public process, and that it's important that we follow those rules. But this was a glitch that came about due to our postal system, or off-island mail, or on-island mail, or whatever it was. I just feel like if there's any time we'd have a little leniency on this, this might be one of those times. I mean, I'm not opposed to a special meeting either, but this seems so clerical, I guess.
Another point on the public process, that's what the Board of Equalization meeting is about. The public is on notice, and that's their time.
Mr. Mayor, as a process comment, two things. I know it seems clerical, but staff does not have the ability to violate code. That's a voting prerogative of you guys to make an exemption to things. So it may seem like it, but as the clerk mentioned, you know, let's say we get two or three more people that walk in the door that were late and want the same consideration, then it becomes an issue. The second thing is if the appeal is allowed, they may not make it all the way to the BOE. What this does is allows them to go through the process, which starts with discussions with the assessor, and the assessor may be able to deal with it. So it may not make it all the way to a public process at the BOE.
I have to agree with Mayor Jack that if we're, I also understand what you're saying too, but if we have a public process, and I think we should follow that public process. And if we're going to do this, we need to have a special meeting on it to allow it or not allow it.
Drew?
I agree that, you know, it's just like at school. If I allow one student to turn an assignment in late, then the doors open and they're all like, but this happened. I think if we stick to the process, it keeps things running the way they're supposed to.
Mr. Mayor, I agree with you, too. I have no problem with special meetings.
Sounds like a special meeting to me.
Okay. Well, if we can have just a consensus step for direction.
Four nods.
Four nods. Four hands. And that way we... And I'll send out an email to the assembly to see what.
I'm reluctantly following.
Jim, do we have, Mayor?
Yes.
Do we have something else planned coming up very soon, shortly, that we can throw it? No.
Okay. We can make something.
Well, I didn't want to add any more to the schedule.
I'm sure we can come up with more work. Okay.
Our last special meeting lasted like 4 minutes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Depending on what happens with the capital budget, are we going to be requested to make some sort of recommendation to DEC?
Yes, but that the information that I provided to Sally was that that would happen at the next regular meeting in May. So if something happens, if we could attach a recommendation to that to a special meeting as well, if you would like. We're getting way off topic here.
I understand, but I would recommend that we don't do that, given that all of a sudden it's buried. Given the amount of public interest,
yeah,
I think it's best to stick to a regular summer meeting myself. But we could have another special meeting too.
No.
Special meeting.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Amendments to the agenda. Conflict of interest. Does anyone have a conflict of interest on any agenda item? Item 6, consent agenda.
Move to approve consent agenda as submitted.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Poll vote, please.
Assembly members Powell?
Yes.
Prasanka?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Larrabee?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 7, Borough Manager's Report.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I have a number of things to report on. First and foremost, you were handed this evening a copy of the draft to FY 2019 budget, and what I'd like to do is a handout. This is a schedule for the assembly work sessions coming up May 1st and 2nd that goes with that, that I'd like to hand out to you. And just quickly, I'd like to go over a handful of submittal highlights. So we followed a new, more intensive process requiring line item detail from the departments this year, and so that took considerably more time than normal. And so there are a couple items yet to come for this budget. So what you have in front of you is the operating budget with some components of the CIP and major maintenance budget and equipment included. And all of these items in the operating budget will be discussed in the work sessions on May 1st and 2nd. A final draft of the capital project, major maintenance, equipment, IT, and Nolan Center budgets, along with full discussion about revenues, will take place at a subsequent work session. So CIP and major maintenance, as I mentioned, we still have a little work to do. The garage staff is working on a brand new method of reporting on equipment, and so that's something new that you'll be seeing. We have received just very recently a response to our evaluation that was done on IT, and that needs some additional consideration before we roll that out to you. And then we have not been able to come to an agreement with the assembly on a Nolan Center staffing plan. And we have seen a 15% increase in health insurance. As you know, there were changes to both the union and non-union wage tables this year, which include annual step increases ranging from 2 to 3%. So that at your positive response in a work session based on org charts, this budget also includes the creation of a capital facilities department that removes building maintenance and capital projects from the public works department and makes its own department. So that is reflected in this budget as well. And what you will see is a very robust capital projects and major maintenance budget to try to get some things tackled. So the assumptions with regard to this budget are that there will be no planned reductions to permanent staffing levels relative to the current year, and you will see a couple of increases, as I mentioned earlier. We have not planned any reductions to public services or facility operations or operating hours. And the current budget recommends that we not change our longstanding funding support to organizations, to community service organizations like the Chamber of Commerce, KSDK, or the Senior Center, to whom we give annual contributions. This budget also includes the same level of support as last year for the school district. So all of these things are up for consideration, obviously. And I will be following this just verbal communication to you up with a far more detailed budget transmittal letter in a couple of days. You'll be getting that. But please take a look at this budget, and then we will be, actually the staff at our department head meeting tomorrow will be going over in much greater detail capital projects and major maintenance items as we move forward. So we have a number of things to discuss. Beyond, and I need to give a huge thank you to the department heads and to Lee Burgess, our finance director, who has put in significant hours pulling everything together. Again, it's a new process, so it's a bit like herding cats and making sausage at the same time, and he's done an amazing job of coalescing all of that and making it into a usable document for everybody to be able to review and use. So I need to thank Lee for that.
And packing his whole house.
One question?
What's that?
And packing his whole house.
Yeah, and packing his whole house, which I'm not thankful for.
Do you have times on the workshops?
I don't, because I don't know how long it's going to take. I don't want to hamstring the departments in...
Well, start times.
5:30, I'm sorry. 5:30. So I'm going to try to talk the clerk into having food served. So, because expecting you to be here at 5:30, especially those of you that are working until 5 o'clock, and being here until later in the evening is that's the, perhaps
yes.
Perhaps like the least
working until 5:25.
Yeah,
there'll be less carry forward for next year's budget to eat. But
is this, remember when we asked for a complete detailed budget, is this what we're getting?
You get, there's line item detail budget in for every department.
Okay.
Yes.
Alright.
Yep. So moving on to the rest of my report, sorry, I have too many things in front of me, I apologize. Here we go. So I got exceedingly good news first thing on Monday. Yesterday, two items of great news. The first was I received a call from Dan Neumeister at Search, who said that Wold Architects had delivered him the preliminary schematic concept design. The cost was between 45 and 50 gallons per week. We are saving in total about 125 gallons per minute, which is equal to 180,000 gallons a day, or 65,700,000 gallons a year.
Good.
And 180,000 gallons per day equates to 22% of our treated water storage capacity. 22% of our treated water storage capacity. I will also tell you that Wayne has done some revised calculations looking at things between the amount of water coming into the plant and looking at the amount of water going in using the meter as the water goes into the system, and it appears that we are losing approximately 40% of our treated water just in the manufacturing of our water. So water has to be treated, and then it has to be reused in the treatment process. So we're losing 40% of our water supply just in treatment alone.
Sorry, this begs a question.
Yeah.
How do we set up an early alert system? So up at the plant, when they see their numbers go up, and we know that we haven't added a building or a bunch of new people, because we were losing 20% of our water, and nobody up there was able to see that. Now, it probably happened over time. But number two, are we still doing comparatives between the outflow and the inflow?
So all of that, I need to be able to get a better handle on all of this and provide you with a more detailed response. I'm not prepared to do that now. Part of what we, I think, need to do is a more robust distribution metering system. So there are some things in the budget that we're looking at to try to address that. So
just a quick follow-up. So now that my next question